السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إكمن لغا الله أنو موسى أنسهاو يؤتوني انتو ريجو إسلام International Medium Wave 1548 with me your host Hajira Muzobe. A special welcome to those listening to us via free to a satellite and on DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 826. Welcome to this week's edition of The Reminder Show, our journey to a better spiritual life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remind, for indeed the reminder benefits the believer. Now on our lineup for today, inshallah, our topic is on trusting Allah's plan and having tawakkul. Now in this topic, I will be talking about what is the importance of understanding and trusting Allah's plan, as well as the meaning of tawakkul, and why is it important for us to have reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, unfortunately, there will be no guest for today, as my guest was unable to make it for the interview. I was looking forward to the interview, like for us finding out how does jealousy affect our belief in taqdeer. I was really looking forward to that interview, as well as trusting Allah's plan. But nevertheless, this is also Allah's plan, subhanAllah. So inshallah, I will be touching on it a bit later on, inshallah, during the day after, during our second segment, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا وَارْزُقْنِي فَهْمًا رَبِّ يَسِّرْ وَلَا تُعَسِّرْ وَأَتِمِّ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَبِكَ نَسْتَعِينُ يَا فَتَّاحُ يَا فَتَّاحُ يَا عَلِيمُ. I hope all our listeners are doing well, inshallah, on this beautiful day. You know, when we think about life and we talk about life, you know, it is a journey filled with many tests. For us, especially for us as believers, both in good times as well as in bad times. And I mean, in good times, we may be tested with so much good, or we are tested with such things or such situations which are filled with so much good, which can often lead us to sometimes forgetting to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that becomes a test in its own way. And Allah then gives us this test in good times to see whether are we going to be grateful to Him, are we going to turn to Him in gratitude or not. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us during good times as well, and also in bad times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us such trials or tests which will, you know, make us remember Him and turn to Him. Or sometimes, you know, like it will be situational or some situations which will, you know what, instead of actually making us remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or remembering the times where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored upon us and being grateful for those times, even during bad times, it will be a test where we will become, you know, our reaction will be such, it takes us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because sometimes when you know, when we are faced with difficulties, our reactions, what happens is it often leads people to, you know, love, you know, have reactions which question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on. So in these trials or times or difficult times or these tests can often lead a person to live with uncertainty. It can lead us to live with uncertainty, fear, you know, anticipation of what is to come next. Many of us might be thinking, okay, I've come out from a situation, I've come from something difficult and I'm going to the next difficult thing, so what is next? Uncertainty and, you know, the fear and anticipation that we may have as people. And it's natural for us to feel that way. But it is also important for us that, you know, to remember that during these times, the only thing which remains constant, or the only thing that we rely upon this time is, or during these ups and downs, is our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our relationship, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this time is very important. So during the good times, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is quite important. During even the bad times, when we are in tests, which we find very difficult upon us, which we find, you know, weighing on us, then too, even our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is quite important. Whether our trust and reliance upon Him is such that even, you know, during the hardest of trials or during the difficult moments, we still keep firm. We keep firm, we have sabr, and we're keeping firm with sabr, and we're having this trust and trusting His plan, which then causes us, you know, to have growth in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether this is the outcome of that relationship that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't know. But, or whether during this time is it a time where our relationship starts becoming weak, where, you know, we begin questioning, we begin saying such things like, you know what, why me or why this, if only that. And these are such words which will end up taking us further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thereby, you know, weakening that relationship we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is important, dear listeners, that we know, we always remember that despite the amount of difficulty or despite the amount of tests or trials we may go through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us ease. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Inshirah, in ayat 5-6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ فَإِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ. Verily, after difficulty comes ease, and indeed after every difficulty comes ease. I mean, it's true. You know, with pain comes happiness, or you know, with difficulty comes, you know, ultimate success, like many things. Like even in Zulu we have a saying that every pain eventually comes to an end. Every difficulty that we may be going through eventually comes to an end. It's not going to stay there. It's not going to be there forever. But indeed, it is going to come difficulty. And this is the promise which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that indeed, after every difficulty will come ease. That innama al-usri yusra. And dear listeners, not only once, but twice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this promise. He's given this promise to us. And Allah does not, you know, give us trials. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us this promise, or promising this to us twice? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give us or send us trials without giving us the means of seeking relief from Him. You know, there are times people may go into trouble or will have, you know, difficulty in their lives, and they will feel like, you know what, this is the end. I've reached the limit. Or sometimes it will feel like, you know what, there's no way I'm going to come out of this. But just imagine it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already told us that we are going to come out of that difficulty. You know, we look at the past, it's already almost 2 years where we are living with this pandemic. And subhanAllah, and you look at the things that have been going around us, the things that have been going on. You know, it has been difficult moments for many of us. There have been difficult situations. But ultimately, many of us cannot say that some way or some other, some difficulty we have been going through has not come to an end, or has, you know, has not been left. Or we haven't learned from difficult experiences that we have had during these 2 years. And it has been difficult times. There are many difficult times. Like, you know, when we think about the things that have been going on and so on, we can really start looking for the good which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has helped us in them within these 2 years alone. And it's not only in these 2 years, there are many years since, from before even the pandemic, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us in trials, in tests, and today we have come out from those tests. So in the same way, whatever difficult situation we come in, we are guaranteed that, you know what, eventually, eventually, whatever pain we are going through, or whatever difficulty we may be facing during the time, we will go through. And like I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they not only give us this promise, and Allah does not send us trials without giving us the means of seeking relief from Him. Now, there are ayat upon ayat of encouragement for us. When you open the Quran, there are many ayat which encourage us. And you know, good words, or you know, motivation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every difficult situation we may be in. It doesn't have to be financial, it doesn't have to be a loss of a person, it does not have to be maybe dealing with family members that are not happy with you, and so on. But there are many things also in the Quran that, you know what, when you look at it, as if you are in a situation, you'll find an ayat which is relating to your situation. And with that ayat, you'll always find a means of encouragement for you on how to deal with that. Not only that, there are many ayats also consisting of du'as we can read anytime we are in difficulty. There are certain du'as we can read which we can find which can help us. And there are many ayats, like I said, that can help us or motivate us. As that is the means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the means of us seeking. They are a means of us seeking relief from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is the means which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us to actually, you know, go through the trial or test that we are going through. So this is the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. That وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. And rely upon Allah. Insufficient is Allah as a disposer of affairs. Now imagine this, dear listeners. This is an ayat in Surah Ahzab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us this. Did you not rely upon Allah? Because indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for any affair of ours in our life. So whatever difficulty we have We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us in terms of that, you know, we are aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not put us in a situation without really taking us out of that situation. Or even if we know it might take years, like we see even the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, he was tested so many times by his own family. He was tested to such an extent that, you know what, he was abandoned. He was tested to such an extent that he, at one point, he had no family around him. What happened? But still, through that situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, elevated him in so much, or removed his difficulty so much, that in the end, what was the fruits of those hardship that he may have gone through, was that in the end, he became someone of great stature. He became someone, you know, we know that he then became the Aziz of the city of that time. And also, his family, he was reunited with his family again. So in everything, you know, sometimes we go through difficult things. But, you know, in the moment we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and think of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us, and how we having tawakkul and relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes, you know, the means of us actually, you know, gaining the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then handle our affairs, will handle our issues, will handle whatever trial we are going through for us. And inshallah, you know, and through that reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verily what will happen afterwards, we will indeed find our ease. We will find what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us, that after every difficulty, there comes ease. And that's not the only ayat in Surah Ahzab, but also in Surah Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us that we should seek help in patience, in prayer, and truly it is extremely heavy or burdensome, except for those who are khashi'un, they are humble. So that, you know, this is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, a remedy for any difficulty we may be going through. That's not, have patience firstly, seek patience, seek the help of Allah in patience. You know, how are you seeking the help of Allah in patience? By making dua, being patient, and not wanting the dua to get accepted immediately, but understanding that it comes with time, having patience during the time, enduring whatever you may be going through with patience. And what else? With salah, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going on your musalla, making your sujood, making dua in your sujood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us this will not be difficult for anyone who is humble, for anyone who is khashi'un, for anyone who really seeks the help, who is seeking the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will not be difficult. The moment this is difficult for you to do, then you must know that, you know what, when it becomes difficult, then you truly do not need the help of Allah. You truly feel that you don't need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And none of us can say that we do not need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We actually do need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the remedies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. So these are the ayat. And like I've mentioned, there are many other ayat like these which come as an assistance for us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only thing that remains for us to do, or the only thing that's important for us to do, is to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not send us trials, does not put us in tests, or does not give us difficulty without giving us the means of seeking relief from Him. Now, there are many ways that we can seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only thing that's important also for us to do is to understand that it is Allah's plan firstly. To understand that this is the qadr, it is part of our taqdeer, and the only thing for us to do is to completely rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have the tawakkul, and have the trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, is the best person to control your affairs, or is the best know of what you can do, or how you can come out of that test that you are going through that time. And that is what tawakkul is, to place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Him becoming sufficient for you the very moment you place your entire trust in Him. So let us cut, we ask, but you know what, we are having tawakkul. The time that you are, this is what tawakkul is, that you know what, you are placing your trust, that you are in this situation, but you are placing your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will become sufficient for you. And when will He become sufficient for you? At that very moment that you have placed your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will see that you are content. You are content with whatever you might be going through. You are content that, you know what, this is happening to me at this moment, but what happens in the end is only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happens in the end will only come, you know, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is tawakkul. And this is giving the trust to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and trusting Him in any situation, and not giving it a second thought. You know, sometimes thinking about it right now. There are times where we go, like, you know, we have to do this, we have to make decisions, we have to take decisions. I'm really sad, okay, what am I going to do next? And what happens, we think about things. But when we have asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what to do next, any decision that you take afterwards, you place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what happens when you have placed your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you do not have any second thoughts about it. You do not have a doubt about the decision you have made. Because why? You have placed your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have went seeking assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have maybe made istikhara. You have maybe made dua. And you have a certain feeling or certain inclination on what to do with certain situations you may be in. And when that comes, when it has come, you don't have a second thought about it. You really trust it, knowing that it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is tawakkul. That is tawakkul. And the moment our tawakkul and our trust in Allah's plan becomes weak, then, dear listeners, it opens a door. There is a door. It opens a door to our emotions playing with us. It opens, a door where we get feelings of doubt. We are always doubting Allah's plan or Allah's help. We start questioning whether Allah will help us or not. This is what happens when we start, when we do not trust Allah's plan, or we do not have tawakkul in Allah's plan or in the qadr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for us. Eventually what happens? It opens a door. The door of our emotions, toying around with us. Our emotions actually creating such doubts and such thoughts within us, which then lead us to kufr, which lead us to, doubting Allah's help, doubting whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us or not. Sometimes, we ask questions like, why this certain test has been given to me? Or we begin doubting our decisions. Sometimes you might take a decision and then afterwards what happens? You begin doubting the decision that you have taken, and you begin saying things like, if only I had done ABC, the outcome would have been ABCD. So all of this then, turns into questioning our taqdeer and not trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan. But there are other emotions besides doubt, like, there are other emotions, like I spoke about doubt right now, but there are also other emotions like jealousy, which, could lead us to a lot of harm when it comes to, placing our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understanding His plan, inshallah. This is something which I was looking forward to actually speaking to my guest, that how does jealousy play a role in us? Us not believing in taqdeer, or in us questioning our taqdeer, or in us actually, what harm does it have in understanding or placing our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was actually what I was looking forward to speak to, but inshallah I will be talking about it after the air break, during our second statement, about the harms which come with jealousy, the harms that come. And we see that often many times when we are faced with trials, then jealousy comes about. When you are faced with trials, then what happens? The emotion of jealousy always comes about, where you find that sometimes you are comparing yourself with someone else, or sometimes that you are feeling that you could have more than someone else instead of what you are going through. Or sometimes you have feelings of, if I don't have it, why does the other person have it? So these are some of the harms which come with jealousy. But inshallah, we'll discuss that more after the break, inshallah. Stay tuned.
And remind, for indeed the reminder benefits believers. Ayah 51 to 55. Reminders, our journey to a better spiritual life. Tune in every Tuesdays with Hajiram Zobeh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. You are tuned into Radio Islam International, Medium Wave 1548, with me, your host, Hajira Muzobe. This is the Reminder Show, and today we are talking about understanding the importance of placing our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is having tawakkul, as well as trusting the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, just before the ad break, I was speaking about some of the meaning of tawakkul, actually, or some ways that we can understand what tawakkul is, and I spoke about how tawakkul is actually trusting in the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the moment we do not trust Allah's plan, then it opens many doors for many emotions, many trust issues, where we begin doubting whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us, or whether if Allah Ta'ala whether Allah Ta'ala will take us out from tests, in certain tests and trials. Now we are continuing with the discussion, inshallah. And just before the earthquake, I was speaking about how jealousy could lead to a lot of harm, and how this is one of the emotions which are open. This is one of the doors which are opened when, you know, our tawakkul becomes weak in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the door of jealousy, where we begin questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We begin, envying other people as well. Now, jealousy is something which is painful and sometimes can feel like something heavy we are carrying within our chest. And jealousy is not like any sickness that you can go cure with medicine, or, you know, go for a surgery for, open your chest and, you know, you can remove it. But no, jealousy is something which is within us, and it's something, a feeling that, you know what, which could lead us to feel sad, overwhelmed, anxious, and sometimes feel angry, or feel a certain resentment towards something or towards someone. So jealousy is invisible, but at the same time has a visible impact on the one experiencing it. So it's a visible, we may not see the jealousy, but the one who, experiences it has a visible impact. Because why? They can see the things around them. And for them, it's something which is hurting, something which really hurts them. So jealousy can also have a huge impact in our belief in takdir, or in our trusting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan. So that is trusting the qadr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for us, or what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned for us. So these are some of the harms, inshallah. Firstly, when we are jealous, or we have jealousy within us, it can lead us to compare our life with others. So this is something I'm sure many of us have witnessed it. Many of us have maybe experienced it. And if we are experiencing, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease to actually try to remove it from us. And I will be giving some tips on how we can actually try to take this emotion away from us. So that, you know, we are able to place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fully. Now the first thing, like I said, it will lead us to compare our lives with others. So we start questioning why they have been blessed more than us, or why others are not in the same situation like us. Because many of us might feel like that, you know what, I'm the one that's always being tested. Why is this one so-and-so not being tested? Or that, you know what, I'm going through this difficulty at this moment, but this other person is smiling, happy. Why is it he or she also feeling some pain? Because I'm also in some pain at this moment. So we begin to question our situation, and we will begin to think, you know, their lives are so much better than ours. And this has become so easy today, subhanAllah, dear listeners. This has become so easy today's times because we have social media. So ulula, you know what, to have the jealousy, to think this way. Actually, not to have the jealousy, but to think this way. To think that, you know what, people are living their lives while you are in difficult situation. People are just, you know, having happy lives. They are okay. And this is the one of the sad reality of social media, that, you know what, we see that people's lives are, it may seem that it's perfect at that moment, because, you know what, we don't know. That's the reality of social media. You don't really know. On the outside, it may seem that, you know what, a person is, you know, living a life, living their life to the fullest. But we don't know what is happening behind the scenes, whether a person is drowning in debt, or they may look healthy on the outside, but on the inside, they suffer from so many underlying health issues that we don't know about. But this will not be shown because, well, society has made, you know, situations like this which bring about some situations bring about sadness or difficulty, you know, as though, you know what, not being successful. Because why? This is what happens. And this is something which is sad. It's the sad reality of today's time. And this is one of those harms of jealousy, where we begin to compare ourselves, begin to compare our lives, begin to want, you know, we begin to feel that, you know what, this is how life should be, and mine is not going that way. And it can also lead us to focus on the negative without seeing any positivity. So this is what harm of the jealousy. So if we are jealous, you know what happens? We begin thinking negative. We begin seeing negative things around us. So instead of viewing it, you know, viewing the test we are going through as part of a plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what then happens is we begin seeing it as, you know what, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is punishing us. Na'udhubillah. This is what sometimes we think. So we don't think about it being Allah's plan. We don't trust it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, you know, send away for us. So this is what jealousy does. Gives us a feeling, that negative thoughts, that, you know what, this is definitely a punishment and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not help me. So this is one of those harms of jealousy. And it gives us such negative thoughts, which then become, you know, such a thing that we should, instead of, you know what, bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will take us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you feel that he's punishing you. So, you know what, sometimes you do not read your salah, you feel that, you know what, you shouldn't do more, because why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing this to me, this ABC, this to me. Now, I'm not going to be doing ABC because I'm not getting the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are some thoughts that we have. And A'udhu Billah, may Allah save us from having such thoughts. And also, jealousy. Yes, jealousy can lead us to envy other people also. It can lead us, you know, to want what other people have. To feel that, you know what, so-and-so is never in difficulty. I wish I was like that person. Or so-and-so is not ever tested. So, you know what, I wish I didn't have this. So that I wouldn't be tested in this way. So these are some of the ways that some of the harms that come with jealousy. That we begin to view our lives in such a way that we want something other than what we have, or we want something that that person has in for us. So on. We don't trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written our plan, has written what we supposed to have, what we are supposed to be going through at this moment. We don't really realize this, but this is due to the jealousy that we may have at this moment. And these are one of those emotions unlocked by us actually having weak trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not trusting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually eventually remove us from this difficulty that we may be facing. But this does not mean there is no cure for this jealousness. This does not mean that, you know, when you are, okay, might be speaking right now and someone might be thinking that they're having these issues. That does not mean there's no cure. That does not mean that you are forever like that. It does not mean that, you know, you are a person who's destined to be jealous for their life or to envy other people. But there is cure, and it comes with changing our hearts and ways of thinking. It comes with, you know, understanding our emotions at that moment. Yes, you are jealous, but think about your emotion. Is it an emotion which, you know, can destroy you, can destroy your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I mean? Or is it, you know, an envy? You know, like, let's say, for instance, you're having this jealousy. Let it be something positive. The only way to, so think about it. Change your heart with this. Change your heart in such a way that, you know, even if you might be seeing that you have these signs of jealousy or these signs of envy, what you can do is think about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how you can use it actually to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And eventually, sometimes, you know, when we start thinking about things in a positive manner, or thinking about things where, you know, you leave this thing where, for instance, one of the harms of jealousy that comes is that you, one of the ways that jealousy comes about is when you start comparing yourself with others. So, you know, if you want to remedy not comparing yourself with others, start looking for the positive things happening within yourself. Start with now how you view yourself. But sometimes the way we view ourselves actually plays a huge impact in how we actually even talk about self. So if you view of yourself as a person who has overcome his or her difficulties with success, look at the positive of that. It's not eventually, even if it might take time, you tested it so much, but the positive is that it was never over your strength. It was never over your strength, and you overcame it. So this is the positive. This is something, the strength that you can have. So you're not comparing yourself with others. So you might be thinking, okay, this person has this. But because you are thinking about the strength that you have got within those years, then you are able to know that that was meant for you. And that person, it was not meant for them. And you have gained something. Maybe that person has not gained at that moment. You have gained at that moment. So this is how you also overcome that. How you'll change your way of thinking, overcome, you know, the difficulty that you are going through, overcome, you know, the difficulty of jealousy. And, so you look for success, look for the positive. Even though you may seem like you are the only one who is faced with tests every time. Sometimes you might feel that, you know what, every month is a new test that I'm going through, or every month is a new trial that I'm going through. It's important that, you know what, even during that time, to actually remain positive, that even though it may seem like you were the only one at that time who was faced with tests, The outcome is you always have the strength to come over it. And that is something positive to think about. Remember, Allah will not burden you or overburden you with what you cannot bear. Allah even tells us in the Quran, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah will not burden a soul beyond that which can it bear, beyond that which it can bear. So each test is designed specifically for a person. So for us, for me, there's a test designed specifically for me. No more you want to corner. There is a test that's designed specifically for that person, and based on that, your strength, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the strength Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you for that test, you overcome it. And it is found there. The strength that you might be looking for is found within that strength, that test which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. So it might feel like, you know what, there's a huge load of difficulty at that moment. But what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us also a huge amount of strength to overcome it as well. Remember, you don't have to please anyone as well. This is one of the ways to remedy jealousy. Remember, you do not have to please anyone besides Allah. Most of the time, we feel the need to explain our conditions to people. We don't have to. Now, sometimes, when we think about it, there are so many things. Like, we feel shy. We are in difficulty sometimes. We feel that, you know what, my friend is always speaking good things. Like, you know, you go to gatherings and you have friends, they'll speak good things that this is happening, or this one did that, or I'm getting this and that and that. And you feel that, you know what, you're standing in one place, not getting any, or that, you know what, instead, in that month, it happens, in that month, where your friend might have had a success somewhere, you actually had a decline somewhere. You had a test where you lost something, whereas it wasn't a success. It wasn't something which was actually success at that month, but it was something different. And you feel like, you know what, you have to explain yourself, oh, this happened because of this. No, you don't have to, dear listener. You don't have to explain. We don't have to actually explain ourselves when we are in our situations and conditions. That's why at that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these tests to only gain His pleasure. So we don't have to please anyone else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also pay attention to how you speak yourself, about yourself. Pay attention. We have to pay attention about how we speak as ourselves, as well as if you're a person who say things like, not, I attract negativity wherever I go. And I've heard many people who say this, where they say, I'm just bad luck. Everything that happens to me. And this is something we don't realize many a times. This is us actually, in a way, not being happy with our taqdeer, or not being happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So we feel that, you know what, whatever trial is because of us. So, and believe me, trust me, it will begin seeming as if you are attracting negativity. The moment you speak like that, you speak about, you talk about yourself as being bad, or like I said, attracting negativity, and this is what happens. It begins to seem like, you know what, you are actually attracting negativity. So the way we speak about ourselves plays a huge role when it comes to us becoming jealous, right? It plays a huge role. So when you are speaking bad about yourself, it's quite easy for you to start becoming jealous about other people. Like, you know what, I'm always in bad or difficult situation. So is not in difficult situations. So this is how it usually starts, with us actually belittling ourselves or talking down about ourselves, and leads us to actually start, you know, envying other people as well, and leads us to speaking bad about ourselves. And sometimes, and this is actually the sneaky plot of Shaitan. This is actually the plot of Shaitan. He will make you speak bad about yourself and then make you believe you are less than others. He'll make you speak bad about yourself and then make you believe that, you know what, you are less than others. And it also leads you to misunderstanding the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to others. To such an extent, not only will you want the same, but you will also wish that, you know what, the other person was not blessed with it. And this is what happens. This is also another harm of jealousy. That, you know what, it can go to such an extent that, you know what, we question why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that person that thing. And we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take it away. So this is it's one of the plots of Shaitan, that he will make you want to think bad about yourself and then start questioning about it of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then wishing that another person had not had those things. Another way to remedy our jealousy is to not to have unrealistic expectations of how life should be. there is no picture perfect life. Now sometimes we think a picture is painted about how life should be, and we think that yes, this is what life is. That is not how life is supposed to be. There is no picture perfect life, because that's not where we begin to know that, because that's not like where we're supposed to be thinking right now. Because as we know, our purpose in life is to what? Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the moment you want a picture perfect life, then yeah, everything, another picture is painted before you. So it's where we even begin to blame Qadr, where we begin to blame the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanAllah, sometimes we find that, you know what, some of us might have been born with less. So we begin blaming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying that, you know what, had we been given more from birth, we would have gotten more from life. SubhanAllah, sometimes what we say is that, you know what, had we been born, you know, with a silver spoon in our mouth, then we would have gotten A, B, and C. And this is us actually, we end up saying, you know what, Allah gave me less, blaming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to, we have this unrealistic expectation of what is a perfect life, and we wish we have that. We wish we have that perfect life, and there's no perfect life. Many of us, even those that might seem like, no, they have it all. What happens here, listeners? They too are going through some difficult situation. They go through difficult things, and as the saying always say, the grass is always greener on the other side. So it might seem on the outside, oh, very nice and soft. On the inside, we don't know whether. Sometimes, you know, look at the anything about it. Look at the gardens. You're going like, hey, the grass is so nice and green. But meanwhile, it's not that implanted grasses that you find that people buy. You know those, the grasses that people put that you buy with the plastic ones, and it looks green forever. So we don't know, it may look green, but you know, it's not the one that's giving the minerals, the ground, the minerals that it's supposed to be having. So it's always like that. Our life is even like that. So they might show you, you know what, the perfect life is this. And you might want it, so it creates an unrealistic expectations. In my life is supposed to be going this way, not this way. And we really lose the plot where we know we're beginning to, you know, lose our tawakkul in Allah. We're beginning to want our life to be in such a way that we think it's better than it is right now. So this is one of those harms as well of jealousy. Now, tawakkul is very important to have, because it removes, you know, every negative thought we may have. Now, we have this, and this is one of the fruits of tawakkul. It is such an important factor in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, you know what, it gives us, it removes every negative we have. When we have tawakkul, we are able to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better. It becomes such a relationship that allows us to, you know, to accept or expect, rather, expect only good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to understand that whatever hardship or trial we may have or we may face is the source Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of our help before anyone else. So Allah is the only one that can remove the problem that we are going through before anyone else. Right? So and everyone else, even if you do get people that help you, everyone else is just a means of help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like I mentioned earlier on, that you know what, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give us tears without giving us a means of seeking relief from Him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates means for us in such a way that, you know what, we have our du'as that we recite, where we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. We have such times where we, you know, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send people around us who will remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will remind us at this moment that this is a moment where we have to have sabr, where we have to go back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek His help. And these are the people that Allah puts before us so that, you know what, they can be a means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helping us. And we are running out of time, inshallah, so I will be talking, I will be wrapping it up. And this will be the reminder of today. The reminder of today, which is our reminder for today, as in our show's name is Reminders. And our reminder for today, this is our reminder, and I always go to the story. This is the story of Musa alayhi salam, where from the beginning, from his birth, we witness the tawakkul coming from his mother. She had no way of knowing that Musa alayhi salam would end up where he went. She had no way of knowing that, you know what, if she placed him in a basket in a river Nile, that he would have ended up in a palace and being looked after by the king himself, the tyrant of that time, Pharaoh. Musa alayhi salam, his mother never knew this. And this is such a story of tawakkul. We learned tawakkul from her. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she was in a situation where she had to, you know, she had to, her son was going to be killed because of why being a boy. She was in a situation where she didn't know what to do next. But why she trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, what came with the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What came with the tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the means of her, you know, protecting Musa alayhi salam. What happened? She placed him in a basket. And this came only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is ilham that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Placed him in a basket. Placed him in a river Nile. Not knowing where the basket was going to end up. But this was the tawakkul she had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, you know what, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save Musa alayhi salam. And what happened? What happened because of that tawakkul? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her a means of seeing him again. You know, he was, and this is tawakkul. This is the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only this, even later on in the life of Musa alayhi salam, we then see what happens afterwards. And Musa alayhi salam now is fleeing away from Egypt, fleeing away from Pharaoh, because why Pharaoh was going to kill him, because he had gotten into a fight with one of the guards there and had killed him. So what, he flees and he goes to Midian. And when he goes there, now he's what, homeless. He has no shelter. He's a total stranger. He has no one to ask help at that moment. He has no food, right? He has no way to go. He's basically homeless at that moment. And what happens? But he's, you know what? He has tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he makes a dua. And this is such a beautiful dua. And if we can also read this, like I said, there are many ayat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to us, has revealed, which come as a means of us, as a means of help, relief for us. We find there are duas that we can read, like I said, in those ayat, whenever we are facing a situation or difficulty. And this is also one of those, the sunnah of Musa alayhi salam, where he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, placing his trust completely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqirat. Oh Allah, I'm indeed in need of whatever good you may send to me. This is a dua that we can all also read. And this is a reminder for today, that this is a dua that we can all read, inshallah, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help. So this was the dua of Musa alayhi salam. He turned to him, that Allah knows, he knows that only, he has no one. He's the only person, and that he knows that he has no one, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that can help you at that moment. So he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what was the beautiful answer of the dua? We see this. He gets a place to sleep in that day. He gets a place to sleep, he gets fed, and he also gets married in that one. Thus is the power of tawakkul. This is the power of tawakkul, and this is the power of understanding the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may be in difficult situations, but you don't know whether it's steering you into the right direction. Something might seem like, you know, you're going the total way opposite, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pushing you towards the right direction. So this is also one of the surahs of the week. We can try to read the dua of Musa alayhi salam. Whenever we find ourselves in difficulty, that Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. That, oh Allah, indeed I am in need of whatever good you may send to me. We find ourselves in situations like this. And subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for us from places where we do not expect. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that, you know what, he will grant us resources from places where we do not even expect, we do not even imagine will come from. And this is when we place our tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is when we trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? When we leave our matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we trust that he will be able to take us out from that. And this is the importance of tawakkul, and the importance of understanding why we know we should place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and trust the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, we are faced with many difficult things, dear listeners. And inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us to actually overcome whatever difficulty we are going through. It is going to be difficult. No one said it's going to be easy, but it's always important to remember that فَإِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَةِ. Indeed, after every difficulty, there is ease. That after every hardship we may be going through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will indeed grant us ease. And the only thing that's important for us is to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, And we can see this. It's not only in Musa alayhi salam. There are many other also stories, like the Sahaba Rilanhum, like I've mentioned, they even used to rely for him in looking for shoelaces. So, in everything. So, we have to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this does not mean, I want to end with this note, this does not mean that we should not try making means. This does not mean we shouldn't try making means. We can try making means. Right? It doesn't mean that we should, you know, have the workload and sit down. No. We can try making means to actually also make it easy for us. So, like the Sahaba, one Sahaba Rilan went to the Prophet and said, you know what, should I tie my camel? Should I have the wakul on a line and leave my camel? Or should I tie my camel and then have? Have the wakul upon Allah regarding his camel? Should I leave my camel and have the wakul upon Allah? No. Then the Prophet told him that no. Right? You know what? Tie your camel and have the wakul upon Allah. So we have to try our means. We have to make means where we, you know, try to make it easy for us. And then place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not mean that we don't have to try. And one of those ways of us actually trying, making a means of us, for us, is by making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But with that, if we are able to, you know, make things easy for us, we should try so. The tawakkul is not that, you know what, you start and then you expect things to turn out, voila. But no, it's actually, you know, trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for you, but also you taking a step as well to try to make things easy for yourself as well. Now, this is where, inshallah, I will be ending today's program, inshallah. And I hope it was informative, and I look forward to next week, inshallah, where we will be speaking more about more topics, inshallah. Until next week, Tuesday, from me, Hajira Muzabe, ma'a salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.